Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP studio visit. The captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The fact is that we're on a good path at the border under leadership of Joe Biden, President Biden.
The point is, it's a dark path.
The president and the vice president of the United States and the Democratic Party are so concerned about placating the left for open borders. Children are allegedly being sexually assaulted on American soil because of their total neglect on protecting our border, protecting this country, and protecting these kids.
We've all asked, what are we waiting for?
Waiting for a chance, waiting perhaps for a leader.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And there's a wide consensus behind the need to take action. You know, I want to see these kids treated as firearms under the Gun Control Act.
It's amazing. To an unsuspecting baby, almost anything can become a weapon.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Princeton University has offered admission to its class of 2025, 1,498 applicants or people who've been admitted. According to numbers provided by the university, fewer than 9% of them, 129 out of the 1,498, are white American males. 9%. Fewer than 9%. This is from Powerline blog. Of that small number, many, perhaps most, are recruited athletes. So put it, 82% of those admitted to Princeton identify as persons of color or international students, while 18% are white Americans, and less than half of that small group are male. That's Princeton University. My brother went to graduate school there. I wonder how he feels about this. He still gets the alumni magazine. You know who else went there? Andrea Campbell, the Boston City Councilor and candidate for mayor. She was the subject of a fawning profile in the alumni magazine that my brother sent me a few months back. And you know, her brother has been indicted for multiple rapes, and her uncle and her father were two of the leading gangsters in Boston back in the 70s and 80s, and they were with Johnny Modorano and to a lesser degree Whitey Bulger. They served time with Whitey in Leavenworth, and you could read all about it in Hitman. It's funny how she's running for mayor and no one's really written about her family other than her brother. I mean, I'm not saying it's, you know, it doesn't make her a bad person that her relatives were killers and bank robbers, but it's still, I think it's interesting. All right. 844-500-4242. They're laughing about this thing, you know, that Donald Trump said last October. He said everyone that wants a vaccine will have it by April. And the Washington Post said President Trump, without evidence, says that everyone will have a vaccination. And so, of course, now turns out it was true, but there's no apology or anything like that. President Biden says planes will go at 21,000 miles an hour without evidence.
Figuratively, if we decided to do it, traverse the world in about an hour, travel 21,000 miles an hour. So much is changing.
Tell you one thing that's not changing. He gets away with it. No one says without evidence when it comes to Joe Biden, do they? No, not at all. 844-500-4242. We'll take a lot of calls this hour, but I wanted to mention one story that I don't think has gotten nearly enough play, but I know a lot of people are talking about it, certainly if they've been affected by it. We have in Massachusetts these stupid auto inspections, right? I mean, a lot of states have it, but a lot of states don't have it. And in Massachusetts, it used to be pretty easy. You'd just go into the place and you'd say, I'll have a six pack of beer, a pack of Newports, and give me an inspection sticker. And that was it. it was easy. But then you had to hook everything up, and it just got to be a real pain. And it cost, instead of costing $5, it cost $35. But guess what? The system is totally down. It's been down for more than a week. It's not going to be back until next week. So this is the Commonwealth of Massachusetts auto inspection system. And if you don't know, if you get caught by a cop with an expired inspection sticker, it's called a moving violation. And if it's a moving violation, that means it's going against your insurance, and you're going to have a surcharge on your auto insurance for 6 or 7 years. You can rob a bank and it'll disappear. The statute of limitations kicks in for the bank robbery before it kicks in for the moving violation. So all of a sudden, people who were planning, whose inspection sticker expired on March 31st, they can't get a new inspection sticker. They're riding around now with an expired inspection sticker on their cars. And I called up the Registry of Motor Vehicles and I said, how many people get inspections every day? As many as 20,000 plus inspections are normally conducted on the first 2 days of the month and the last 2 days of the month. And the average number of motor vehicle inspections every day is 15,000 per day. We estimate that there are between 40 and 50,000 vehicles that may still have a March sticker and require an inspection. 40 and 50,000. And so they said, oh, please, please, Mr. Policeman, don't write a ticket. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Because the fine for a moving violation is split between the jurisdiction that it's written in, which say like the town of Wellesley, if they nail me, the town of Wellesley, and the court system. So they're making money. They're making money, the hackerama, if they write these tickets. So I asked the question, how many tickets have been written, even though you've said that you don't want anyone writing these tickets while the system is down? According to RMV records, this is their response, only one citation has been received to date that was issued for a vehicle with an inspection that expired on 3/31/21. Do you buy that? I don't buy that. I'll bet there's a lot more than that. But the reason I bring this up is...
In a room.
Yeah, we're back to the Registry of Motor Vehicles. That's when he was talking about all the license revocations that they hadn't been serving, because the guy who was in charge of the license revocations, he was a hack from the South Shore. He was more interested in tracking down the flatulence outbursts in the office in Quincy. But the reason I bring this up is because this is the government, the administration of Charlie Baker, also known as Charlie Parker, also known as Charlie Bacon, Tal Duvall. He says the state of Massachusetts can solve global warming. If you just let him raise the price of gasoline, he could do something about hurricanes. He could do something about tornadoes. He can do something about the rising sea levels. But apparently there's one thing, well, there's several things he can't do anything about, but this thing he can't do anything about this particular week is he can't get any automobiles inspected in the state of Massachusetts. There hasn't been an inspection in Massachusetts in over a week, and it's going to still go on. So how can a guy who can't get inspections done, automobile vehicle inspections, one of the biggest phony baloney requirements to living in Massachusetts, he can't even get that done, but he can stop the rising sea levels? Am I missing something here? Why aren't more people enjoying the sport of this? I mean, again, it's one thing if you can't get an inspection sticker and you're worried about getting stopped, but This is ridiculous. I mean, this is he has a Department of Public Health that falsifies criminal drug records. He has a state police where they're going berserk. I'm going to be reading from the latest arrest report here in a little while. And then when they try to run him down for breaking the laws by stealing overtime money, the state police destroy all the records and he can't do anything about that. He's letting kids get killed in his custody in DCF. He let the soldiers' home in Holyoke be run by a hack who gave him $950 and gave Polito, pay to play Polito, $1,000, and 76 people died. What happens if Big Hurricane gives him some money? Is he going to let the hurricanes go through anyway? Big Tornado. How about the lobbyists for the rising sea level? What if they give him a lot of money like the nursing homes did? 9,000 people dead in the nursing homes. They gave him $52,000. How do we know he's not going to take money from the pro-climate change forces of Mother Nature? Ryan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Howie. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. I just wanted to say something about the inspection sticker thing. I actually got pulled over today here in Maine for not having my inspection sticker ready, and it was actually 3 years old, so I kind of deserved it. But at the same time, I mean, I went 3 years without them doing anything,
right?
And even the officer still kind of gave me he's like, I'm just going to give you a warning.
That was good. You're lucky. That wouldn't have happened in Massachusetts, I don't think, Ryan.
Oh, no. He also made sure that I got my registration as well, because that was just a couple months out. But it was a nice reminder of him.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242-508 says, I remember when the sticker was $2 and I had to drive around all day on a Saturday from station to station to get a sticker from my bleep box. I used to get it at there was a place in Dorchester right on the expressway. And again, it was a convenience store. You could buy adult beverages and cigarettes and a sticker at the same time. The guy's not going to turn down another $5 if, you give him a 20 for the beer and the cigarettes. So that's how you got your sticker. And it was a lot easier. It was a lot more convenient. And you know what? They never had any breakdowns. When Governor King was in office, we never had this problem, did we? And he was a Democrat. 844-500-4242. You know what I miss? A true, real break. Not a running away from your life break where you go hide in the bathroom or throw your phone in the drawer or endless downtime. I mean a break that feels earned. A shortcut you give yourself that makes your life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. That's my experience with HelloFresh. It's so much easier to go to just order your food from HelloFresh rather than going to the supermarket and having to deal with all this nonsense with the one-way aisles, even though they're on their way out, and the Karens and the masks and the social distancing. And now you might get stopped by a cop because you can't get an inspection sticker. HelloFresh lets you skip the grocery store and getting in the car and dealing with all the headaches without sacrificing delicious meals. This isn't takeout or some space food that you microwave for 10 minutes. These are whole restaurant quality meals made with fresh pre-portioned ingredients that you can prepare in as little as 20 minutes.
These really break up the monotony of the everyday cooking, Howie. I mean, you know, some of us, we just go through the grocery store, pick up, all right, here's chicken breast and whatever, and we just broil it, whatever we do with it.
Right.
I mean, listen, some of the menus, the food options coming up next week, smothered pepper jack burgers. I know you like your burgers this time of year.
The cheeseburgers are great.
Especially smothered with cheese. But they have some stuff for more refined palates as well. And it's a little bit more difficult. They have different difficulty levels that you can choose from. And as you can work your way up, teach yourself if you want, slow roasted citrus trout or for easier cookers like us, crispy Cajun chicken sandwiches.
Yeah. You know how much trout costs in a restaurant? It's not inexpensive. But the trout you're going to get from HelloFresh is just as good as anything you're ever going to get in a restaurant. That goes for everything, including what, as Taylor said, the simpler meals, like the chicken cutlets, like the cheeseburgers. HelloFresh sends all the ingredients, including the seasonings, right to your door and delivers them contact-free. You also get easy-to-follow recipe cards with pictures at every step. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals to try. And something else you can feel good about, HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. And again, no headaches with it either. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12 for 12 free meals. It's a great deal. HelloFresh.com/Howie12, code Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
774 says, just saw 95 South, 128, an electric overhead sign that said inspection stickers extended to 430. Yeah, but it's still possible for a cop to stop you. And again, the registry admits at least one person has been stopped, and I'm guessing it's a lot more than one person. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. You can't get a sticker, so they're gonna come after you. This is Massachusetts, after all. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. GoldCo.com. We're all facing a global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, and a looming Biden tax plan, all set to wreak havoc on our retirement savings. Visit GoldCo.com/Howie Carr to learn how you can protect your money. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What's the worst thing to yell in a crowded theater? Crowd, wolf, or fire?
I'm going with Joe Biden. He says the worst thing is crowd, yell in a crowded theater.
These days, I feel that is the worst thing to yell. 16% say crowd.
It would scare people.
Yeah. Oh, more people. No social distancing.
Help,
let's get out of
help.
Here. 22% say wolf. 62% say fire.
All right. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, Steve, how are you doing?
Good.
I don't know if you're able to listen to yourself, June.
Yeah, we can't understand you, Steve. Call back. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie, this RMV thing is worse than you realize. I tried to get a plate transferred, and the runner came back from the registry to my insurance agent and said, it's over a week to do a plate transfer. Are you kidding me?
I think that's the way it's been. I think that's the way it's been for a long time, Jack. I don't think that has anything to do with this problem. I mean, the registry has been a fiasco since this panic started, hasn't it?
I used to get it done in 2 days. I've been doing it for years. I called Representative Alinsky and cue the cricket record, Howie.
The reps are working even less than the Registry of Motor Vehicles, Jack. I mean, it is. It's a total disaster. And again, Charlie Parker is running around saying, we're going to solve global warming if I can just raise the taxes 150% on a gallon of gasoline. He can't handle the duties that the government is supposed to be involved in, that the government should be able to perform, like a simple transfer of a title, like an inspection sticker, like a drug test. Like making sure veterans don't die in soldiers' homes, like making sure kids don't die in DCF, the Department of Children and Families custody. But he can't do that. So he's just shooting. He's shooting for the moon. It's just ridiculous. But he knows he can't do that. He just wants to get more money, 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 to hire more hacks, hacks, hacks. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Oh, we're out of time. We'll take some more calls. We come back. Tell you another thing he hasn't cleaned up is the Massachusetts State Police. I've got the most recent arrest report on the guy in Attleboro, who's apparently, according to the report, now living in Keene, New Hampshire. He's suspended, awaiting trial for allegedly assaulting his 20-year-old girlfriend. 21. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. They also sent me the press release from a couple of days ago from the implementing grace period for certain expired inspection stickers. Implementing. They're asking the police not to write you up a citation that'll cost you thousands, if not hundreds, probably thousands of dollars if they stop you. And you can't do anything about it because you can't get a sticker because the state is so incompetent. But, of course, they blame it on a nationwide problem. They're going to solve global warming by themselves, right? They're going to stop the hurricanes, stop the tornadoes, stop the global warming, stop the rising sea level. But when it comes to the inspection stickers, it's not my job, man, not my job. Due to the nationwide system outage of motor vehicle inspection services by the vendor, that's who's responsible for it now. 844-500-4242, 580 days to get a $40 check from Massachusetts unclaimed property. I got a check actually this year. It wasn't much. It was like $13, but it didn't take that long. 781, a coworker of mine worked for the RMV for a year registry. It's worse than you think. Everything is in files and on file. Very 1973. Yeah, I read the report.
In a room.
I read the report on the disaster in Quincy, in a room, the in a room disaster, when they weren't revoking the licenses and the seven motorcyclists ended up dead in New Hampshire. Remember that? They issued that report on Thanksgiving Eve in, I think, 2019 because it was so damning and devastating. And nothing's changed, obviously. The faces have changed, but it's still a hack-o-rama and still just total incompetence. And yet they want to raise the gas tax 150%. How ridiculous is that? They can't. Not only could they not arrest any of the state police who were stealing other than Troop E and a handful of others, they couldn't even stop the state police from destroying all the records. They let them get away with it. But the governor's son got away with it when he was charged with groping a woman on a plane. The state police kicked it right up to the feds. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Howie. I just wanted to tell you, listening to you talk about inspection stickers, and you saying how easy it was to buy a six-pack, a pack of Twinkies or whatever and get a sticker.
Yes.
Back in the 70s, of course, this is before the digital age, I was in college at Wentworth Institute in Boston, and I used to call up Sam at the local garage, and he'd mail me down a sticker.
They'd mail you a sticker. That's even better. That's even better than having to drive down, because a lot of times you had such a crappy car in the 70s, it could barely make it to the station to buy a sticker. Yeah.
But anyways, that's back when the sign at the main line said, Maine, the way life should be.
Thanks for the call, Bob. Dominic, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dominic.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Howie, you got to remember now, city parking tickets have expired stickers on them. You think that these cities are going to let that go? Oh, my God, it's going to be a field day out there. Try to beat one of those tickets. Jesus Christ couldn't fix a ticket in one of these cities.
I agree. Any time the government, especially the government in a state as corrupt as Massachusetts, offers you a grace period, you better run in the other direction, Dominic, you know?
That's when they have, the quotations amount grace period. Yeah, or the footnote. Anyway, hey, Howie, you're going to like this one. I actually caught a movie the other night. Friends of Eddie Coyle. How's that sound to you?
Oh, I love that movie. I love that movie, and I love that book.
I know.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But I'm not going to waste your time, Howie. Just don't get keep your sticker up to date.
My car is now registered in Florida. But, you know, I know. We just got it. I just got it fixed today for its ride back to Massachusetts. So, you know, I asked Taylor to pull some of the sound cuts from Charlie Parker talking about the increasing the gas tax and about how it was going to save the planet and all that. He said his goal, we have the sound cut. I don't have it in front of me, but we have the sound cut. His goal is net zero emissions, meaning greenhouse gases. Net zero emissions. You know what he's accomplished, Taylor, over the last 10 days?
What's that?
Net zero inspections.
That's very true.
I don't think that's quite what he's looking for, but it's more along the lines of his disastrous stewardship of
net
the state
one,
economy.
Net one inspection tickets.
Right. Right. They've got to do better than that. I set up this scam so we could make some more money for my hacks. So we can get another pay raise for the judges.
To be a national leader. In the last several weeks alone, we put forth a science-based roadmap to reach net zero emissions by 2050.
There it is.
And we spearheaded a first-of-its-kind multi-state program to reduce carbon emissions in the transportation sector.
Wow! I'm so impressed. So if you fill up with 20 gallons, it's going to cost you over $8 more every week when you fill up your car with or your truck or your SUV with 20 gallons if he gets his way. But it's going to save the planet. Again, they can't get the licenses revoked of people who are career criminals and career drunk drivers and drug addicts. They falsify criminal drug tests. They let the state police run amok. They let kids get killed in DCF custody. They let veterans die in the state soldiers' homes. But they're going to solve. They're going to have net zero emissions. Wow. What an accomplishment! Thank you, Governor Bacon, Parker, Tal Duvall. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. The thing with an inspection sticker, if I was in that situation, this is what I would do. First of all, you check off the box for a hearing because you got 20 days to check off the box for a hearing. You can postmark it like a day or two before. And their courts are probably so backlogged it'll probably take them forever.
I
would still go to the inspection. I would still go to the inspection sticker and get some kind of a written thing for the guy. Because technically, I mean, the whole idea of not having a sticker means that you're driving potentially an unsafe vehicle.
Steve, how do you get anything written? There's nobody there in any of these state office buildings. Wherever you go, I mean, you know, sometimes you could get something days later. Like I got something from the Attleboro District Court, and I'm very happy I did. It only took 3 days. But most of the time, you can't get anything from anybody in state government right now, or city or town government either.
No, what I would do is I would pay my mechanic for his time and give him. I would have him write up what kind of condition my car is in, and I would go to the judge, and I would say, hey, look. You know, I wasn't able to get a sticker. You know, how do you know my car is?
You know what they do? Yeah, have you ever appealed a ticket in the city of Boston? They go and they listen to you. You have to pay to go. You know, you have to pay to park $30-$40 just to pay to go into the mezzanine. Then you wait, and there's some law student there, and then they say we'll mail you the outcome of the decision, and then 2 weeks later it'll be appeal denied. It's just. I understand what you're saying, Steve. In a sane, honest society, it might work, but that's not Massachusetts. Hasn't been for a long time. Thanks for the call, Steve. Jason, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, Howie, I just wanted to say that this gas tax proposal has about as much to do with climate change as the federal infrastructure bill has to do with infrastructure.
Good way to put it.
It's clearly just a, you know, a way to prop up the state government. The thing everyone should ask themselves is, you know, in prior times of economic crisis, the state always implemented a hiring freeze. They've been hiring people like it's going out of style. And I'm not just talking about diversity directors. I'm talking about, you know, people getting pay raises, new positions being posted. It's out of control. And right. clearly, they don't have the money to pay for it. So this is just another money grab. There'll be no climate change, believe me.
No, I understand, and I think everybody understands it. There was a quote in one of the papers. I picked up the quote. It was from the Salem News. The guy in Rhode Island was saying this is just a cash grab, and that's a very good way to put it. It's just a cash grab, and even you know, and I like the way Parker says, oh, this is a multi-state thing. They wanted 13 states in this. Only three states even went as far as he did. And now Connecticut and Rhode Island are starting to get cold feet because they realize it's such a terrible idea. So it's only Charlie Parker who's trying to push this through. And Charlie Parker was elected in 2014 the first time on the backs of an anti-gas tax referendum question that a bunch of us were involved in, including Jeff Diehl and Holly Robichaud. We did a little bit of work, not as much as they did, on the radio side. And we got all these pictures of him. We brought him in the Herald. We brought him on the website of him at the gas pump standing with Jeff Diehl saying, stop the automatic gas tax increase. Now he wants to put one in with no vote by the legislature. Forget the people. It's just, it really bugs the hell out of me. And I think if he ran, which I don't think he's going to run because he's not raising any money, if he ran, I think he could lose the Republican primary just based on this. Because everybody voting in that Republican primary next year owns a car and buys gasoline. And 95% of the Democrats own cars and buy gasoline. And this is BS, as Jason pointed out. This has nothing to do with climate change. Absolutely nothing. Gina, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gina.
Hey, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm completely with you regarding that this is all a bunch of rubbish and hoo-ha because they really do need to fix their agencies. I applied and did my renewal for my driver's license online in November. Three or four-hour phone calls later, two in-person visits. I paid the fee the first time. I don't have my renewed license, and they just made me pay the fee for a second time. So, and I still don't have a physical hard copy of my license.
You paid twice? You had to pay twice?
Two times. Yes, because it was after 60 days. And I'm like, but I don't have it. You never sent it.
Oh, I see. They accused you of they basically accused you of losing it.
They even have it in their.
Oh, this is, you know, you should call the state rep. That may be a futile mission, but you really shouldn't let them get away with this. You should try to force them to refund that second fee. It's ridiculous what they're getting away with here in this. It's a year-long vacation. Not all of them, but for a lot of these people, it's a year-long vacation, now more than a year. I did it again this past Sunday, three bike rides in one day. All my energy is thanks to Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid you take three times a day to break down the acid in your body. You feel better, and I personally sleep better. It also reduces acid reflux and heartburn. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims, but with Balance 7, it was all 100% true. With Balance 7, I didn't feel my energy starting to flag as the day wore on. By allowing me to sleep better at night, I have more mental clarity during the day. Balance 7 is a highly alkalizing concentrate. That means it reduces the acids that have built up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day, and you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is made of safe, all-natural ingredients. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or sleep issues, give Balance 7 a try. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold over 6 million units worldwide. Order your one-month supply at balance7.com. Use code word HOWIEFREE to save $10, and you'll get free shipping as well. And be one of the first 50 to purchase Balance 7 and receive Smooth Skin, an exfoliant and deep cleansing skin conditioner valued at $13.99 for free. That's free. Order now and receive $10 off a 30-day supply, free shipping, and a chance to receive Smooth Skin Conditioner at no charge, $14 value there. All by using my code word HOWIEFREE. That's HOWIEFREE. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. I'm probably not going to have time to read very much of this report by the Attleboro Police Department about the state trooper who's now been suspended, Joel Devine, for allegedly assaulting his ex-girlfriend. But we'll get to it tomorrow, and tonight I'll go over it, and we'll redact out the stuff we have to redact, and we'll post the entire report, the entire incident report online tomorrow. I think it's going to be a story in the Herald tomorrow. Assault on family household member, 1, 2, 3, number of counts. Assault with a deadly weapon, threat to commit crime. He's charged with a bunch of stuff. He's suspended. He began dating this girl, this woman. They call her Jane. Her name's in the report, but her name is Jane. That's how she's described. They met in January of 2018. She was 18. I mean, he was 27 or so, but that's still a big age difference when you're that young. 18, he's going out with an 18-year-old. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Howie, I want to give you a quick story about what I went through with the RMV. I retired about 6 months ago, and I had a CDL license, and yeah. I didn't want to renew it. I just wanted to let it expire. And automatically they would make my license a regular driver's license, right? Mm-hmm. I got less than 6 or 7 letters telling me that if I don't get this physical sent in, there'll be a $25 expense. So anyway, I made an appointment online with the RMV. I went there, and I had the letters with me. And I sat in line for, I don't know, 45 minutes, whatever. Finally, I had my chance to talk to the girl, and she didn't know what I was talking about. So she went and got her supervisor, brought the supervisor out, and he says, "Don't worry about it. Just worry about it." So, I mean, all this money spent on letters and me waiting in line and all, these people, I don't know what they're thinking about. You know what I'm saying?
They're not thinking about anything other than staying on the payroll. That's all they care about. It's pitiful what's going on. And again, I wouldn't even care that much about it if they weren't talking about imposing this stupid gas tax under the guise of saving the planet, as if they're fooling anybody. You know, it's ridiculous. And oh, don't worry about it. We've told the police that you don't have to worry about having an expired inspection sticker. What if the cop's having a bad day? I know they're not allowed to have quotas, but let's say they have to meet the quota that they don't really have, and they need to bag somebody. You think they're going to worry about the fact that there's a grace period? George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Thanks for taking my call, Howie. My wife parked at Braintree train station a few years ago, backed into the spot, and she had an expired sticker, you know, a couple weeks, whatever, you know, just busy life gets away from us. Transit cop put a ticket on her window, $50 or $60 or whatever, for an expired sticker. A transit cop, not, you know, town or state police, transit. I couldn't believe it. I didn't know they had that much power.
And you're still paying on the sur. It's a surchargeable offense, you know.
Correct, but since she had such a good driving record,
right.
It was a zero, but it was still on there for a few years. We didn't, paid the fine.
Right, you get one or two.
Later.
Yeah, it's just absurd that I mean, this. Every study has shown these inspections don't mean diddly squat. But you still have to put up with them, and they've gone from like $2 to $35, and you got to get all this, if you own a service station, you got to buy all this sophisticated equipment. I'm Howie.